Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the May 2023 Youth Education Conference held in Salt Lake City, Utah.
So this, if you're in the wrong class, you're in the dating class. And if you're in the wrong class, you're staying here because I have you guys now. So hopefully each one of you guys here came here to learn something and to grow your knowledge about the importance of dating, maybe how to date. Maybe you just are interested in the class. Maybe you're just here to see all the cute girls, all the cute guys. Whatever it is, I'll take it. So welcome. Again, my name is Autumn Sanders. Just a little introduction. You can kind of see the pictures, but I grew up in California. I played basketball my whole life. I went to Southern Virginia University, played there for a year, and then after I was done with that, I decided to serve a mission. I got called to New Zealand, where I served there for 18 months for the church. After that, I transferred over to BYU Hawaii, and I was there for a year, and then COVID hit and totally ruined my whole life, and I had to come back home, and then I decided to go to BYU Idaho. And from BYU Idaho, that's where I started majoring in marriage and family studies, and I focused on dating and marriage and basically being a counselor or like a guidance teacher for those different principles that I'll be talking about today. While at BYU Idaho, I was able to meet my husband, that cutie right there. We got sealed in the temple just a little over a year ago. So I graduated from BYU Idaho, and 2 days later, we got sealed, so you could say that week was a little stressful for me, but we did it. And since then, all of my siblings have gotten married. We've all got spouses now, and those are not my children. Those are my two beautiful nieces, but they're basically my children, and I spend all my money on them. So I kind of count them as my own. So that's a little introduction about me. And just to kickstart, I want each one of you guys right now, you guys have your booklets. Page 81 is where we're going to be on today. I want you guys just to write down a question you have on the top of the page, anywhere on the page, about dating. So just take a couple seconds, take a minute. It can literally be anything you have about dating. Maybe something that's on your mind, something you could possibly ask me. We're going to have hopefully a little Q&A at the end. So just take a second and write down a question that you have about dating in general. Okay, so while you're thinking of a question, keep writing it down, have it for your records. I'm going to start off by just setting a little expectation. So maybe some of you guys think, or maybe you've heard, or maybe you haven't heard anything about dating, and that's okay. But sometimes we have this expectation that one day we're going to get married, and it's just going to fall in our laps. Or that day's going to come, and someone's going to walk into your life, and that's the person, and you're going to know it, and it's super easy. Well, dating and the journey of getting to marriage is a little bit more like this. It's not so straightforward. You're going to go through a lot of ups and downs. You're going to have some great views. You're going to have some fun. You're going to get into some, you know, heights. But at the end, you're going to make it. Each one of you are going to make it. But I need each one of you guys to know that it's not easy. And it's also something that you guys are right here. Most of you guys, maybe some of you guys have some, you know, relationship experience, but for the most part, you guys are just starting. And that's why I'm so excited to be here today with you guys. And I can't tell you how many nights I've stayed up till about 3 a.m. in the morning because Heavenly Father has been planting ideas and inspiration. And so I know that He loves you. And what I'm going to tell you guys today is for you guys, but it's also to prepare you guys for this journey ahead. Because there's so many things that I'm telling you now that I wish I knew. And I'm grateful for all the experiences I've had. But take as many notes as you want. If you have more questions, write them down. But just know you guys are at the beginning of an awesome journey, but there are going to be a lot of ups and downs. And so the title of this class is Your Dating GPS. And so along this discussion, I'm going to be referring to dating as a road trip. How many of you guys have been on a road trip before? That's awesome. Okay. So one of my longest road trips I ever did was from California, where I grew up, to Virginia to go to school. So it was about a four-day road trip, and it was super fun, but there was a lot of things that I had to do. I had to plan ahead. I had to know my stops. I had to bring another person with me because there's no way I'm driving that much. I take naps every day. There's no way I could drive 24 hours straight, okay? I had to know the different signs. I had to know the weather. There's so many things that I had to know, And there's so many things that you guys need to know when you're dating. And so each one of you guys are starting right now at the beginning of your road trip, and I'm gonna compare that to your dating experience that you guys have to look forward to. So first, you guys have on your piece of paper the GPS. This is what the acronym is. So we have the G stands for goals, the P stands for pace, and the S stands for safety. Okay? So I'm going to go through each one of those one by one, and we're going to dig into it a little bit more. And then at the end, we'll bring it all back together and do a little bit of a recap. Okay? And so I'm going to try and do a question and answer period at the end. Hopefully the questions that you guys wrote down will get answered throughout it. If not, you guys have an opportunity at the end to talk to me and ask me some questions. Okay? So first, we're going to talk about goals. So in a road trip, you need to know where you're going, right? If you're starting somewhere, you need to know where you're starting and you know where you need to end. Okay? And you also need to know the weather. You need to pay attention to road sign. There's all these things that you need to know ahead of time. And so you need to have goals. You need to know what you want out of this road trip. And the same thing applies to dating. When you're dating, you need to know why you're dating. What's the destination? Do you want to just date for fun? Are you going to date to get married? Are you dating just to meet a lot of people? You need to have a specific mindset or destination. And just like any goals, you have your long term and you have your short term. And so when you make sure you pay attention to how people make you feel, you need to set very specific goals in order to reach the long-term goal. And so this might not be news to any of you guys. I'm sure you guys have set goals. I'm sure you guys have worked on goals. But when it comes to dating, here are some good questions to ask yourself when you're trying to figure out how to set a goal for dating. Because I don't know about many of you guys, but when I was young, not a lot of people talked about dating. Is that the same situation for you guys? I don't know if it's not, but you get a little bit of half and half. Everyone tells you to date, but they don't really tell you how to do it. Or you get instruction from church leaders and parents, and you don't really get to make your own goals, maybe, or you don't know what goals to make. And so here are some questions that you can ask yourself while you're planning on your dating goals. So one is, what do you want out of dating? How do you want to be treated in your dating experience? What values do you want to see in another person? What have church leaders and parents advised? And how do you want to feel in a relationship? So all of these are good questions to ask while you're trying to set some goals. And so when you're setting goals, we're going to do that right now. We're going to take a couple minutes, and each one of you guys are going to set some goals. The best way that I've found to make dating goals is with I will statements. And so you're just going to stick I will in front of anything you decide to do. And so here are some of the goals that I had when I was younger and that I've developed in my dating life. And so one of them is, I will only be with someone who makes me feel safe. I will not have sex before marriage. I will date someone who I can have fun with. I will have a relationship more than just physical. I will treat myself and those I date with respect. I will not throw away my values for anyone. And I will go on a lot of dates so I can meet a variety of men and women. Okay? So I want each one of you guys right now to just take a couple minutes and just write down three goals. You can technically copy the ones I have. That's kind of cheating, but I'll give it to you guys. But try to write down three specific goals or three things that you want out of your dating experience, short-term or long-term. So I'll give you guys a couple minutes and just write those down. Okay, it looks like for the most part, everyone's getting pretty close to being done. So if you're still working on your goals, keep writing them. If more come to you throughout, write them down. With writing goals, one thing that I love about goals is that you can really have them easy access. I had mine, I have a notes tab. I'm sure all of you guys have a notebook or notes on your phone or whatever. You can use those and write down your goals. So that way, if you're just thinking about it or want to add some spur of the moment, you just have a place you can type it in, so you always have access to those. I had a list of my goals. We're going to talk about boundaries in a minute. I had a list of boundaries. I had a list of qualities that I wanted to see in another person. I had a list of qualities I wanted to see in myself. And I just added upon those for the good 8 years that I was dating. And that was what really helped me learn and what really helped me grow and be able to achieve the goals that I had in my dating life. And so when it comes to goals, we all have our goals. But how do you make sure that you arrive to your destination safely? Okay, so you're on this road trip. You're just starting. You have the end destination. You have some goals. You have some pit stops along the way. Maybe you typed in your favorite restaurant that you're going to stop at along the road trip. But how do you make sure that you get from point A to point B? And we do this in the road trip, so to say. You do it by following the laws. There's going to be a lot of laws that you have on the road, right? You have to wear your seatbelt, don't text and drive. A lot of those are pretty obvious. Some of them are a little bit more open to suggestion, you know. I don't know, how many of you guys here are driving already? Okay, so the 55 speed limit really means 60, right? Okay, don't tell your parents I said that, but okay. I'm from California, and I've driven in Utah enough. Sometimes it means 80, you know, but there are boundaries, and some of them are really strict, and you have to follow them, or else you're going to get a big ticket. Others, you can kind of push the boundaries a little bit, but when it comes to dating, you want to have your goals, but you also want to create what we call boundaries. And boundaries are basically like the laws of the road. So we have many church leaders who have come out with some boundaries, and some of those are pretty strongly suggested. Maybe your parents have some boundaries. My parents, when I was growing up, I wasn't allowed to be alone on a date ever. It was only group dates. If they drove us home, we had to all go together, or my little brother drove in the back seat, and we drove together. That was one of the rules that they set. And so some of these rules, some of these boundaries are placed upon you by leaders in church, or church leaders and parents, and that's okay. But some boundaries, especially with the goals that you guys just set, you can set very specific boundaries to help you achieve those goals, okay? And so boundaries can refer to your time that you spend, the mental and emotional investment that you give into dating, also your spiritual values. You can set some spiritual boundaries as well, and also physical and different boundary-related aspects. So we're going to watch a little video real fast, kind of explaining boundaries. And if there's anything that comes up in this, write it down, take notes. But it's a good explanation of what a boundary is.
Say you will cover boundaries. What they are, how we set them, and how we can make sure to stick to them once they're in place. Let's first break down what a boundary is. Boundaries are the limits and invisible lines we set for ourselves. They are the guidelines on what we feel comfortable with and the expectations we have of the people we interact with. Boundaries can be present in all aspects of our lives. They can do a lot to make our lives more balanced. They help keep our relationships and selves healthy, enable us to make ourselves a priority, and help others understand our needs. For example, a healthy boundary to have with our friends is to be respectful of each other's values. Chances are, you and your friends will disagree sometimes. For example, I value time, and my friends are often late to events and don't care if it bothers me. A boundary I set is telling them how it makes me feel and asking them to respect my time. A healthy friendship allows people to prioritize different things and maintain respect. Boundaries are personal to us. They can be shaped by many things, like culture, where we live, our personality type, our life experiences, and our family. But how do we know what boundaries to set? Well, you can pay attention to how certain people and situations make you feel. Situations are people that make you feel unsafe, overwhelmed, or make you want to avoid them should be acknowledged and respected. Respecting ourselves and acknowledging our rights is critical to setting healthy boundaries. Make a list of key values that are important to you, such as I have a right to say no without feeling guilty, be treated with respect, make my needs as important as others, be accepting of my mistakes and failures, and I have a right not to meet others' unreasonable expectations of me. Once we have figured out what our boundaries are, how do we set them? Be assertive. Use clear I statements to communicate what you need. Learn to say no and do not feel the need to justify your no. Get help if needed. As we mentioned, some boundaries are tricky, especially when they are dealing with dangerous situations such as addiction or mental health issues. Although they are difficult to set after, boundaries are great tools to help keep us safe and healthy. Boundaries are not only for us. They also help us respect the space and needs of others. We can respect other people's boundaries by listening when they tell us what they need. Being mindful if someone appears uncomfortable. One way to do this is looking for cues such as avoiding eye contact, turning away, limited conversation response, nervous gestures like laughing, talking fast, holding arms, stiffening posture, or flinching. And if you are still unsure of feeling comfortable, ask. Create a safe space for them to express their discomfort, and boundaries with you. There will come a time when your boundaries will be tested. Someone does something that you are not comfortable with, or you're put in a situation where you feel obligated to violate the boundaries you have set for yourself. we want to respond. Boundaries are the limits we set for ourselves. It is up to us to decide what they are and when we set them.
Okay. So that was just a quick, kind of quick, I guess, it's like 3 minutes, but it was a good explanation of what boundaries are, how to set them, how to know when to set boundaries. And so with those goals that you just set, right next to them or right underneath them, I want you guys to make specific I will statements related to each one of those goals. Okay, so one of my first goals that I had was that I want to feel safe in a relationship. So my boundary is that I will leave any uncomfortable situation. I can't tell you how many times I did that in the past 8 years while I was dating. I just felt that I wasn't safe, or I felt like it wasn't going to be the greatest experience for me. So I just said, hey, I got to go. Or I text my friend. We had a code unicorn and cotton candy emoji. And I would send that to them, and they would give me a call and say, hey, it's a really big emergency. I need you to come home. And I'd be like, oh, I got to go. You know, so you can get creative with how you get out of situations. But setting boundaries is really good. One of the things, again, one of the goals that I had, and the church widely gives the guidance as well, is to not have sex before marriage, to not get super serious physically. One of the things you could do is not be alone with your date. You can also go on a lot of group dates. One thing that I set as a boundary for myself was that I didn't go on movie dates. Because movie dates, you just sit there and you watch a movie, and that's it. You don't really get to know the person. Oftentimes you're sitting on a couch, or maybe you're in a movie theater, different things. But that was a boundary that I set for myself, and I think it saved me a lot of trouble and a lot of awkward situations. So other boundaries that I had, well, I will plan a good date. It definitely doesn't hurt to have some good dates in your back pocket. I went on some dates that were super boring, and I think the person was really nice, but the date wasn't very thought out. It wasn't very fun. I didn't really get to know the person. And then I had other dates. The first date that my husband actually took me on was we went to a river, and it's a really shallow river, and there's a picnic table on the side. And we literally picked up the picnic table, we walked it in the middle of the river, and we sat in the river and ate Lunchables. And I think we had Pop-Tarts too. And it would probably cost him like $5, maybe a little bit on gas, but we literally just drove. We had a picnic in the river. It was super relaxing, super fun. We got to talk. I love the outdoors. And that was a start to many, many great dates. And so where you guys are at right now, dating is meant to be fun. And so start now, try and plan ideas, girls and guys, for fun dates so that you guys can have fun while you're dating. And so bringing it back to boundaries, each one of you guys take a couple minutes, look at the goals that you set, and set specific boundaries that you basically will promise to yourself to keep in order to achieve that goal that you set. Okay, so take a couple minutes and just write down some I will statements that will commit you to those goals. Okay, so while you guys are thinking of that, if you guys are still writing, keep going. If you guys have more boundaries than you have goals, that's okay. Just if you guys are still thinking, keep going. And we're going to move on to pace. But first, I want to bring it back to that road trip analogy. So, like I said, by obeying the laws of the road, you allow yourself to reach your destination safely. It's pretty obvious when it comes to road trip. And with dating, by obeying the boundaries that you set in your dating life, you then allow yourself to accomplish your dating goals. And so they go hand in hand. Boundaries aren't meant to restrict you. Goals aren't meant to restrict you. They're meant to be your personal decisions that will help guide you so that you know how to date, who to date, and that you can feel confident as you date more and more. And so next we're going to talk about pace. And so I don't know if any of you guys have gone on a long road trip, or maybe you've gone on a road trip and you guys just go super fast and you get there and you're kind of exhausted. Maybe you slept through the whole thing. That's okay. Maybe you're just, that's just the part of the road trip. But when it comes to dating and when it comes to long road trips, it's not just about the destination. It's also about the journey. You want to be able to have fun. You want to take breaks. You want to stop and take pictures of the cool scenic routes, you know, that you find on the side of the road. You don't want to just be zooming past everything that you don't enjoy it. And so when it comes to dating, you also want to pace yourself through 4 different stages of dating. And so the first one is stage 1, which is casual dating, which is what we're going to focus on with all of you guys today. And then stage 2 is steady dating, stage 3 is engagement, and stage 4 is marriage. And so with stage 1, casual dating is group dates. It's having fun. It's maybe You know, you like the girl sitting next to you and you want to ask her out and you guys go exclusively, you know, but you don't make it official. You don't make it this big deal. You don't get emotionally and physically involved and invested, but you have fun. You meet a lot of people. We had, growing up, I had a group of six friends. There's three girls and three guys. We were all members of the church. We were the only really members in my school. And every time we had prom or dances, or if we went to like a youth activity, EFYs, all these different things, we would just kind of like trade dates between each other. I would go out with one, and the next time I'd go out with the other, and we just all go as a group every time and just have fun. And that really helped me understand how to talk to a lot of people, how to understand other people, how to have fun in a group. There were so many benefits to it. And so we're going to focus on casual dating and explaining the benefits of that today. But also steady dating is what many of you guys might be getting into within the next couple years. Usually steady dating happens when you're emotionally, maybe temporarily ready to start thinking about marriage. Steady dating is when you exclusively date one person, you invest in them, and that is a really important step, but it doesn't mean that you need to rush into it right now in your life. There are a lot of benefits and a lot of fun that can happen just with casual dating and just enjoying that time of your life. And so President Gordon B. Hinckley actually said, "When you are young, do not get involved in steady dating. When you reach an age where you think of marriage, then is the time to become so involved." And so there's a prophet of the Lord telling each one of us that there is a time and a place to be committed to another person, but there's also a time and a place to relax, have fun, get to know people, and enjoy that stage as well. And so the big reason why pacing is so important and why steady dating can be so dangerous is because there's a lot of trouble that can happen when you jump into a relationship when you're not emotionally mature enough, maybe not mentally. I don't know if you know this, but women's brains don't actually fully develop till they're 21, men 25. And so most of you guys probably have, like, for guys, maybe another 10 years. Girls, you guys are getting a little bit closer, you know. But there's so much emotionally, physically, mentally that you have to invest in a relationship. And if you jump into that too soon, there can be a lot of dangers. And so bringing it back to the road trip, let's say you're on this road trip. It's a four-day road trip. And within the first 4 hours, you pop a tire, your check engine light's on, something happens, you have to pull over, the car breaks down. There's just all these different things that happen. If that happens so many times in a relation or in a drive, how many of you guys would start to feel maybe a little unsafe? You know, maybe you'd start being like, do I really want to go on this road trip? Like, I don't even know if it's worth it. Like, I've got three more days and I've already broken down four times. Like, you'd probably get a little anxious. You'd probably be maybe confused of like, why would I feel confident about going on this road trip? And then within the first 4 hours, I'm just stuck on the side of the road. Like, this is lame, you know? And the same thing happens, bringing it back to dating. If you jump into dating too soon and you steady date and that's all you do, my mom taught me that the only thing that happens if you date someone is you're going to marry them or you're going to break up with them. That's it. Okay? And that might be a little firm, okay? But you're either going to marry them or you're going to break up with them. And so if you're not ready to marry someone, there's no reason to date them exclusively. If you're not ready to break up with someone and to ruin that friendship, or to have to go through all that emotional stress and anxiety, you don't need to put yourself in that situation to begin with. And so, just like a road trip, when you break up so many times, it's going to leave you feeling really anxious. It's going to give you a negative outlook on dating. So then maybe the right person does come along, you know, in a couple of years from now, but all you know is breaking up. All you know is that I invested in this person and I thought I loved them, or, you know, I was physically attached to them and we were building this life together, and then it stopped. And if that happens 4 or 5 times when you're not ready, and then when you are ready, Prince Charming or the perfect queen comes into your life, and you're going to say, I don't know if that's actually good for me because I've already had so many bad experiences with it. And so you're going to lose a lot of confidence in yourself and in the dating world if you jump too fast, if you don't pace yourself and just enjoy the casual dating right now. And steady dating, you're going to have breakups during steady dating, but when you reach that point, maybe 19 missions, after missions, you know, that kind of age, you're going to be more mature and you're going to be able to have more confidence so that when those moments come, you're not going to freak out, okay? I was 16 when I took my first road trip, and my car broke down within an hour, and I called my dad. I was bawling. I was freaking out, okay? And he's like, it's okay, just take it to, and I filled it up with water, and I took another, you know, a couple drives, about 6 hours, and then the check engine light started flashing, and I don't get anxiety a lot, but I was freaking out, okay? And I was really stressed out, and I literally stopped, and I turned my car around, and I went home, because I didn't want to make that road trip anymore. Where I've also had road trips where I've been prepared, I've taken the time, and I get there safely, and it's fun, and it's relaxing, and I'm with another person, and I was more prepared for that versus me being a 16-year-old girl versus me being 24-year-old now and knowing how to change a tire, knowing how to call my own insurance company, you know, like all these little things that you think don't really matter, but when you get in the moment, it does. Okay, so with that said, I've already mentioned a lot of this, but if you think about it on the flip side now, if you're dating casually, you're having fun, you're going out on group dates, you're not overcommitting, you're going to be a lot happier. You're going to have a lot of great experiences. I can't tell you how many of the guys that I went out on dates with in high school or even like my first year of college, I'm still good friends with them. We, half of them are married and have families, but at the end of the day, I know that if I went to Kansas, I have some friends there that I could stay with. If they came to Idaho, I had people. You're meeting people here at this conference that maybe you'll never date, you'll never marry, and that's okay. But you're getting those relationships. You're learning how to connect with people, and that's what's most important right now. And so I want to play a little game with you guys, okay? So my professor did this in college, and it's pretty awesome. So I want you guys to look at that, and I want you guys to tell me what that is. So write down on your piece of paper what you guys think that is. Just that whole lot of randomness right there. Okay? So I want you to really think. I want you to write down what you think it is. You got to be confident, and then I'm going to ask for a couple of volunteers to tell me if they know what it is. You know? Okay, in the back, yeah. It's a meat? Okay. That's a good guess, yeah.
Like a cell.
A cell? All right. Okay, everyone just throw them out.
Heart, blood, strawberry,
meat, rock.
A road.
Okay. All right, so everyone pretty confident in their answer? You've got like 50 different answers. Yeah? Feeling kind of confident? Well, this is what it is. It's a turtle. Okay? All right, it's a sea turtle, okay? So we're going to do it one more time, and we're going to see if you guys can get it, okay? What's this? Sorry, it's not super clear. Okay? So think about it. Write it down. You guys can spit it out. It's a Venus flytrap. That's a good one. I should have thought of that, but no. Wax. Someone said honey. Any other thoughts?
Snake dog.
Okay. So already the second time, I'm getting a little bit less answers because I feel like you guys aren't as confident as last time. Okay? It's a snake. Okay, it's pizza. Okay, you said it? We got one person that said it maybe? Okay, so now you've had two experiences where you haven't gotten it right. You've gotten kind of close, really not, but we'll give you guys an A for effort. Someone said pizza?
I did.
Nice job, man. Good job. Okay, so we got an expert back there. Okay, so we're going to do one more, and I want you guys to tell me what this is.
USA?
Is it the American flag? What do you guys think? That's a Texas. Is it Texas or is it American? Oh, 50-50, okay? So that's the American flag. So someone tell me how you knew that was the American flag. Colors, a star. It was pretty familiar, right? Yeah. Red, white, and blue. Yeah? So how did you know it wasn't one of these other 50 red, white, and blue flags? It's okay if it's an obvious answer. You can say it, yeah.
None of them have the right pattern.
Yeah, they don't have the right pattern, yeah.
It didn't look distinctly British.
Okay, well, that's good. I don't even know what the British one is, so A plus to you for that, yeah.
The
yeah, and how much more confident were you guys there at the end? It was a toss-up between Texas and America, but basically they're the same thing at the end of the day. You know, Texas are hardcore Americans, okay? So you guys knew what that was because it was obvious. You guys have been around it your whole life. I also zoomed out a little bit. I gave you guys some extra little things that were maybe a little bit more obvious than the first ones, right? But you guys probably also, you guys knew it was the American flag, But maybe with the past two experiences that you had, you're like, okay, that can't be that easy, right? Or maybe you guys were thinking, okay, that is the American flag, but maybe she's tricky. Maybe it's the Texas flag, right? And so you've had these two experiences where you thought you knew what you were doing. You thought you knew exactly what that sea turtle was. You thought it was meat. You thought it was a road. And if you had those experiences, when I showed you something super obvious, you double-guessed yourself maybe. Or maybe it took you a second to fully commit to it. But because you were so familiar with the American flag, it was instant for most of you. And that's what I want you guys to be able to prepare for in dating. All these things that I'm teaching you guys, the ability to pace yourself in your dating life will prepare you so that way when the right person comes along, when you know that you're ready to move on to steady dating, you'll feel confident in your answer and you won't have all these bad experiences that will make you double guess yourself or make you feel less confident when the answer is pretty obvious. And so what President Monson shared, I love this quote, but he said, when the time for decision arrives, the time for preparation is past. Okay? So when you guys get to a point in your life when you're ready to start steady dating, even when you're steady dating, when you're ready to get engaged and get married, those are all really big steps. If you don't prepare now, when those times come, you're not going to be ready. Or maybe you'll get into that relationship, and then you'll figure out along the way that you have so many things you need to do in order to prepare. Where right now, you guys can do those things. You guys can write down your goals. You can write down your boundaries. You can learn how to communicate them. You can go on group dates. You can talk to people about things that you want. You can ask your parents. You can listen to church leaders. You can do all these things to get educated and to practice so that when the time comes to make that decision on whether you should steady date, whether you should commit to someone, you already know who you are and what you want. And so the answer should be pretty clear, okay? So the last one that we're going to talk about is safety, okay? That's the last letter. Let me just make sure doing good on time. Yep. Okay, so this right here, this is my dream car, okay? Matte black Jeep. I don't know why. I can't tell you why, but I've wanted this. Yeah.
Is it a stick shift?
No, I am not that good. No. No, it's just a regular vehicle. Nice matte black Jeep. Okay. This is my dream car. I know the value of it. I know that if I got that car, I would keep it clean. It would probably take a lot. Like I would have to, like even my husband, if he wanted to drive it, I'd probably be like, I don't know, you know, because that's something that I value a lot if I were to have that car. I also wouldn't throw all my water bottles in the back. I wouldn't get it all dirty. If I'm taking it on the road trip, I wouldn't take it down super sketchy roads. I'd probably make sure the maintenance is done on it. I'd read the big big manual book, okay? All these things. When you're going on a road trip, you can't do a road trip without the car, right? So each one of you guys think of your dream car. You guys can draw it out. Actually, yeah, draw it out. That'll be fun. I want to see your guys' drawing of your car. So think about your dream car. Take a second. Draw it out. And then when you have it, put it up so I can see all of your guys' amazing drawings. If it's a stick figure car, that works. You're not sure? That's okay. If you don't know your dream car, that's all right. Something to think about. Okay, so this is my dream car. And when it comes to dating, each one of you guys kind of need to be your own dream car, okay? On a road trip, you can't go anywhere without the car, okay? You need the car. You need to know how it runs. You need to take care of it. You need to keep it clean. And if you don't, then you might run into some issues, like the car breaking down. Or you might not have something that's super reliable to get you where you want to go. Well, in dating, if you can be your own dream car, so to say, you can take responsibility for your dating experience, okay? So the theme of this conference is to remember who you are, right? And so when it comes to dating, I want each one of you guys to be confident in who you are. And so that dream car, you need to know its value, right? For each one of you, you need to know your personal value. You need to know that your Heavenly Father loves you and that you're important to Him, okay? And that no one on this world can take that away from you, okay? And there will be people who will try. There will be people who will push your boundaries, okay? But at the end of the day, it's up to you to keep your car clean, functioning, alert, okay? You are the driver on the road trip, okay? You're not just going to let some random person jump into your car and take over the road trip, okay? You're not going to let someone come into your life and take over your dating experience either, okay? This is one of the most important things. In order to stay safe, You need to know who you are, okay? And so one of the best ways you can stay safe is you got to keep the car clean, okay? You need to keep yourself clean. Avoid drugs, alcohol, pornography, bad social media, also your negative attitude, all those different things. If that's all you know, it's going to be really hard to be alert while you're dating, okay? If you're impaired, so to say, an impaired driver, right, they're not fully able to get from point A to point B because they're not able to be alert and focus, okay? Each one of you guys, remember that reality versus expectations, or expectations versus reality picture I showed you at the beginning, all the ups and downs, right? How are you going to do that if you're not alert and focused, okay? And dating is going to be that same way, okay? So in order to be safe, I need you guys to do your very best to follow the commandments, okay? Follow the advice of your parents. Follow the advice of church leaders. Those goals and boundaries you set, keep making more, okay? It's okay to have standards. It's a good thing, okay? And it's gonna cause you to not have to worry so much. You're going to have fun, okay? And so another thing is, so pay attention to red flags, okay? If there's things that you go on a date with and you see in someone that you don't like, that's okay. Write it down. Keep a list of things that you don't want in a spouse or you don't want in someone that you're dating, okay? It's okay to make a list of those things. That doesn't make you all high and mighty, okay? It just means that you have values and you want to keep yourself safe and not involve yourself in people that are going to tear you down, all right? Another thing is online dating, okay? Online dating is awesome. I actually met my husband on the Mutual app, okay? Some people give us crap for it. That's all right. Okay, but it was COVID, okay, and I wanted to meet people. I just moved to Idaho. I didn't know anyone, and so I got on the Mutual dating app, and instead of having the app with the intent to get married, I got it with the intent to meet people. I went on probably 75 dates before I met my husband, okay? I met a lot of guys. I went on group dates. I went on fun dates. I went on some pretty boring dates that I knew right away wasn't going to happen, okay? But I went on a lot of dates. I met a lot of people, and then when I met my husband, within the first, you know, couple of dates, I knew that that was someone that I wanted to get to know more. I knew that was someone that I was safe around. I knew that was someone that wasn't going to push my boundaries. And throughout our dating experience, we kept proving to each other that we were good for each other, that we could lift each other up, okay? And so online dating, when that time comes for you guys, if you guys do that, have fun with it, but don't go into every date. A first date is not an interview for marriage, okay? It's not, all right? A first date is a day that you can get to know someone. That's it. And see if you guys have fun. All right? So that's what I want you guys to focus on if you guys are going to do online dating. Also, let me bring it back. So sorry. Social media is not goals. All right? If you guys have Instagram, Facebook, all those things, the videos that people post or the images that people post is not usually what they're going through. Sometimes it's their own insecurities being posted, or it's take 52 of the video, and they had to go through 5 million edits to get it to this perfect video, okay? And so what you see on social media does not depict a perfect relationship, okay? So again, focus on your goals, focus on guidance and direction from leaders and parents, and have fun, okay? I know I've thrown a lot at you guys today, and a lot of it's maybe a little bit more serious, okay? But have fun with your dating experience, okay? And so there was supposed to be a video, but we've only got about 5 minutes left. He basically just recapped everything that I just told you, okay? But if you guys want to maybe write this down and go watch it later, okay, his name is Pastor Stephen Furtick. Stephen Furtick, okay? And it's 5 tips of dating, okay? So write that down, go watch it later. Sorry that we couldn't make it work today, but just to recap, so your dating GPS, you need to have goals. You need to set your boundaries, okay? You need to pace yourself. You need to be safe and be alert, okay? Because on this road trip of dating, you're going to have a lot of ups and downs. And if you don't take time now to prepare, have fun, meet people, it's going to be a lot harder when that time comes that you are ready to city date, okay? And these are amazing principles. These are values that I lived in my own life, and I am blessed with a fantastic husband who also valued the things that I valued, okay? But at the end of the day, this is probably the most important acronym that I need you guys to remember for GPS, okay? God provided the Spirit and Savior, okay? Each one of you guys have a Heavenly Father who loves you and who wants you to succeed, okay? The family is the most important thing on this earth. So why would he want us to take it lightly, right? So he provided the Spirit and the Savior to help guide us, give us strength, give us counsel. And so it's important to pay attention to those things. And it's also important to rely on the guidance from Heavenly Father and from your Savior in order to achieve the end destination of dating and marriage one day. And so with that said, that's the end of my presentation. I want you guys to feel free to ask any questions. I think I have a couple minutes.
Yes, we have about 10 minutes.
Yeah, ask me some questions. They can be questions you wrote down or questions that you just thought of. Yeah.
So as a homeschooler.
Yeah. As a homeschooler.
Now I'm kind of at home.
Yeah.
At work with lots of little kids, so I don't meet anyone.
Yeah. No, that's okay. Does anyone, before I answer, does anyone have any answer to that? How do you meet people while you're homeschooled? Yeah.
LDSHE.
Okay. There we go. Great answer. Yeah. FSY. Okay.
Using your friends who go to public school.
Using your friends who go to public school. That's an option. Yeah. Yeah. Activities. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So I was not homeschooled, so I went to public school, but my public school had like 50 kids in it, so I kind of felt like I was homeschooled half the time. But one of the great ways that you do that is you meet people that you can just have fun with. Okay, so if you have members in your ward, maybe you're not attracted to them physically or like emotionally, but you can still go out and have fun, right? You can still go out a group date. One thing that my mom had my brothers do was that they took us on like sister dates. And so he would take me to Starbucks and ask me how my life was going. Okay, so we'd have these like big brother, little sister dates, okay? If you have siblings that are cool enough, that's something that you can do, you know, and you practice getting to know someone, you practice having conversations, you go to church activities. And so I don't know exactly when it comes to homeschooling, there are, I'm sure, a lot of limitations, but I'm sure there's also so many other ways that you can meet people, and it doesn't have to be this big ordeal, but you can at least just get to know them, go out and have fun. You can plan people to come over to your house for game night. All those different things are really good opportunities to just get to know people in a safe environment. Does that help? Yeah? A little bit? Yeah, okay. Any other questions? Anyone's got? Oh, yeah.
So, what would you say as far as whose job is it to initiate and whose job is it to follow up?
Yeah, okay. So, the question was, whose job is it to initiate the date and whose job is it to follow up? The answer is both. But where you guys are at right now, men, it's important for you guys to learn how to talk to a girl. Okay? I know that might seem very far-fetched, okay? But if you learn how to just talk to a girl and just ask her how her day's going, get to know her, it'll be so much easier to then ask her, hey, do you want to go get some ice cream? Okay, do you want to go get some ice cream? It's not that hard. But for you guys, it might seem like that if you've never just talked to someone or invited someone to do something. So guys, it's really important to do that. Girls, I asked my husband on my first date. I said, hey, you know, we've been talking for a couple days. I want to go on a date. Is that okay? You know, like, and he's like, yeah, I'll plan it, but I kind of had to initiate it. So girls, if you want to go on a date, don't feel afraid to also initiate as well. And the follow-up, you both need to follow up with each other. Be honest about how you feel, if you like the date, if you don't want to go on a second date, if you'd rather do something else or do more group dates. It's okay to communicate those things at the beginning and the end of the kind of beginning stages of dating. Any other questions? I know lunch is right around the corner, so. Yeah.
How do you get other guys to come on you and come with you on a group date?
How do you get guys to go on a group date? One, what was that?
Sheer bribery.
Yeah. Bribery works. Guys, tell me if I'm wrong, but every guy I've met loves food. I had my brother literally gave his friends like chocolate bars to come with them on group dates. I told my friends that I would make them brownies to come on a group date with me once. You kind of just have to get creative. Bribery is a good way, but also if you have a girl that you want to go on a date with or a guy that you want to go on a date with, it's good if you have, again, if you get to know people, then you can ask a guy that maybe you went on a date with a couple months ago to go on a group date, and like maybe you know a girl that he could go with, and you guys could like kind of play a little bit of matchmaker, but just in a way that you guys can group date and go have fun together, okay? Again, like the six people that I grew up with, none of us ever dated seriously, but we all knew each other well enough, and we knew other people to where if we wanted to go out and have fun, we could all reach out and bring our friend groups all together and just go date and get to know people, and it was really fun. And so that's one way to do it, is just be friendly with people and have fun and meet new people. And most of the time, you'll want to go have fun together. So that's one way to do that. Do I have time for any more questions? Okay. 9 more minutes? Okay. Yeah.
So something that I've noticed in my dating experience is there's a lot of girls that I've asked on dates, and they're like, well, I have a boyfriend, so they always turn me down.
Yeah.
Why do they get in a serious relationship at such a young age?
Yeah. So one of the big reasons, I don't know how many of you guys are in a serious relationship. So if you are, it's okay. I'm not telling you that you're a bad person or you're going to end up miserable or anything like that, okay? But when it comes to steady dating, at your guys' age, you guys are going through a lot of physical change. If I'm just being straight honest, physically, hormonally, so many things. And you guys are just now finally realizing that you want someone in your life. You want that validation. You want that partnership. And those are really good things to have. But again, it kind of, you need to pace through it. And so a lot of people will jump into those relationships because they feel like everyone else around them is. So why don't I, you know? And that's kind of the culture that we've created is if you like someone, if you're attracted to them, there's no reason why you shouldn't steady date and get committed and get physical and all these different things when in reality you don't need to jump to that right away. You can have all the blessings and fun that come from dating without the stress of that overcommitment. And so hopefully that answers your question, but a lot of it is just the culture. And so that's why it's important for you guys to know what I just shared with you so that you guys can have fun and meet more people and not be that person that's always in a relationship. Okay? Yeah.
On a similar note to that one, I have asked almost every girl in my stake on a date.
Yeah.
And I get rejected 90% of the time.
Get rejected?
And I'm like a total of 4 dates.
Yeah. Hey, how old are you?
19.
Okay, 4 dates is pretty good. I'm not going to lie. But rejection is hard. Okay? Yeah, keep going. Sorry.
And I find that even if I try to present it as just going on a date as friends,
yeah,
they feel like if, like a lot of girls, I mean, it's not
yeah.
just in my stake, like even here in LDSHU,
yeah.
they feel like they can't, like, interact with that guy if, like, in that way, if they don't, like, feel attracted to the person.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's just for friends,
yeah.
I find that a lot of girls have trouble, like, being around guys that they don't find relatively attractive.
Yeah, no, I get that. And again, it goes back to kind of that answer of culture. Like, that's kind of what we've created is, like, it either, like I said, the first date is not a marriage interview, right? But how many of you guys kind of look at a date like that? You think, okay, if I go on a date with this person, then within the first couple weeks, we need to be at this point in a relationship. We need to be this serious, you know? That's not the case at all, okay? When you go on dates with someone, if a guy asks you on a date, you either need to learn how to respectively say no, or you need to say, yeah, hey, would you mind if I brought a friend with me? Okay? Would you mind if we made this a group date? Or, hey, like, I have this really, you know, my brother's also 16 or 18 or whatever, and, like, it would be really fun if we all went and did this together, okay? So if someone asks you on a date, don't be afraid to say no, but learn how to do it nicely. Don't be rude. Don't be totally off about it, okay? But also don't be afraid to say yes and just go have fun and get some experience with that. Yeah, in the back. Is it bad to be friends with your exes? Oh, that depends on how it ended, I guess, okay? But at the end of the day, God teaches us that we're to love everyone, right? We're to forgive everyone. We're to move past it. And so at this stage of your life, if you have exes, it's okay to be friends with them. It's okay to go do things, but you don't need to make it awkward or weird or cause this drama, okay? You guys don't need more drama in your life than you probably already have, okay? And so if you have exes, if you have maybe a guy or a girl that you think is really cute, and maybe they know that you like them, and it's just kind of awkward when you're around them, it's okay to kind of break that tension and just be confident that you're in the stage in your life where you're just going to casually date, okay? If everyone had the mindset that we're just going to casually date and have fun, you wouldn't have to worry about exes. You wouldn't have to worry about a boyfriend or a girlfriend or are they going to say yes or no, okay? If each one of you guys right now come out of this room with that confidence and that choice to just have fun and casually date for the next maybe 2 to 3 years until you're ready to start thinking about marriage and steady dating, then you guys will all be in a place where you know you guys can go out together. You guys can share that with other people. You can help them understand. And that way you guys can create a new culture that is way easier to have fun with and way less stressful. So hopefully that answers your question. But yeah, right here.
So how do you like dating apps? What's the safest way?
Safest way? Has anyone used a dating app? I don't know. I didn't use it till college. Okay, yeah. Okay, I got a couple minutes. So with dating apps, there's a lot out there. The safest way is honestly, if you guys are members of the church, use the church's one. Use the ones that the members of the church have made. You'll find a lot of members of the church on there. But the safest way to do it, honestly, is the dating app shouldn't be like your main source of validation, I guess, you know, because all you do on dating apps is swipe left and right, and that's literally your whole experience. You don't really ever get to talk to someone unless you go on a date with them. And so if you guys are going to go on dating apps one day, again, don't do it with the intent to find someone to marry. Do it with the intent to go on dates and have fun. Do it with the intent to get to know people, okay? And so the safest way to do it is to go in that perspective. When I was on it, I for the most part, met my dates at the place that we were going to meet. I didn't have them pick me up from my house because I didn't want them to know where I lived just in case they were kind of weird or creepy. I also just set different boundaries, which you guys can do if you guys decide to use dating apps down the road. And also, on each one of your guys' papers that you guys have on that page 81, on the very bottom is my phone number, and I think my email's on there. If you guys literally ever have any questions, you guys can call me or text me. Like this, I literally love teaching people, and I love helping people try and navigate dating, because this is what's going to lead you to your eternal family. So this isn't just something that you just don't take serious, okay? This is something that you can have fun with and enjoy. And if you guys have literally any questions at any time in your life, I don't care if it's 5 years down the road, if I change my phone number, my Facebook's on there, okay? You guys can talk to me, reach out to me, and I am here for you, okay? That's all the questions we have. It's your guys' lunchtime, so thank you guys for coming. If you guys ever need anything, you guys let me know. Thank you.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.